Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This is the Hour of Healing Power. In this live call-in show, The Healing Hour, I'm going to take your calls and help you get started on your way to your maximum potential. So come on, settle in, listen up, and I'll take your questions head on. Together, we'll find practical wisdom and understanding about what ails you. In The Healing Hour, we'll start your day off right. Insights and practical health knowledge and concepts for how you really live. I'll take your issue and help guide you with a blend of scientific medicine and the esoteric, including shamanic energy medicine. So let's shake off some of that mystery and get started on how to really live. Together, let's get unstuck. So come on and join in, join up, and let me help and let go of what holds you back from being the maximum you the world needs. Take down this call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, and let's get started on The Healing Hour right now.
Hey, Doc Martin, what do you think of that?
I think that's pretty darn good. How are you, Pat?
It's great to have you. This is a very special hour, our version of The Healing Hour today. Tell us about what struck a chord with you for you to come forward and have this conversation with us today about improving today's medicine from stagnation to flow.
I face this every day in my practice. It's at least once a day, if not multiple times, and every day of the week, that a patient says how much they hate to be there. And all they feel when they're there is that it's about an industrialized way of making money and that they do not feel cared for. They don't feel, they're sad, they're depressed that they have to be there because they need something, but they don't feel like they're being raised to a health standard. And I just started thinking about today's medicine and how brilliant it is in so many ways and yet how flat. You know, we know how many things are brilliant in terms of the intellect. You know yourself, Pat, when we talk about things like joint replacements and there's some amazing things out there.
There really is. And, you know, in the conversation, we're learning so much right now, right? I mean, you are a physician and you get to bring your lifetime of experience. You also get to bring your holistic perspective. And then you're putting it together and you're faced with a situation that you've not been faced with before, right? All of us are really. So we're having to look at our lives in different ways. And there are areas where we are literally stuck. We're stuck. Mm-hmm. And is that stuckness true across the board? Well, today we're really talking about, you know, the brilliance, of course, of allopathic medicine. I mean, the technological brilliance we're seeing, right? We're just literally, yep, it's coming to life. But that's not the whole picture, is it?
No, and not only is it not the whole picture, but in our quest for science, and I'm just going to digress a minute. I don't know if the listeners know, but before I went to medical school, I have a PhD in physiology, and I was on faculty at Emory University. So I did research. I know what science is, but it doesn't feed the hunger that we have. And we want to be so much more, and we feel trapped. And especially, and we'll break, I was thinking we'll break COVID down at the end of the hour when we break it down, because there is so many things that come towards patients, people, based on fear. Even the things we consider preventive medicine, please get a colonoscopy so we can catch a polyp before it becomes colon cancer. Well, all the person hears when you tell them that is, oh my God, I might get colon cancer. So there are so many things that we stepped away from when we moved to science. Although I have to tell you, we are absolutely brilliant in terms of the science we have nowadays. The places that we have discovered in terms of going into the cell, in terms of microscopics, in terms of DNA. The thing about the COVID vaccines, at least the Moderna one and the Pfizer one that's coming out, it is using a totally new approach by using little pieces of messenger RNA that are in the cell. And the messenger RNA is not even in the DNA, it's floating around in the cell, and yet it can turn genes and proteins on and off. And that understanding, that's phenomenal. That's brilliant. But I don't know about you, but there's a part of me where I'm kind of left wanting.
Yeah, I mean, and I think we all are. And I think it comes from this place, Doc, where Dr. Sharon Martin joining me here today, this is her show, The Healing Hour. I think it comes from this place where we sense just the absolute passion and purposefulness of wanting to heal. And at some point we realize when we find ourselves almost like running on this little hamster wheel, right? Mm-hmm. Ask a question, don't get an answer. Ask a question, don't get an answer. Don't, by the way, don't even talk about on air, because I was warned about this. Don't even talk about on air, Pat, some of the alternatives that you're using for COVID-19. And I'm like, why is that? Well, they'll take down your show. And I said, why? I mean, these are holistic. Some of these treatments, I mean, I can quote Chinese medicine right now, but there is an evolution that needs to happen. There is something we need to do.
And I think what's also happening is right now we've gone down the tunnel to finer and finer genetics, a microscopic pharmaceutical. We know the biochemistry. We throw in a monoclonal antibody for cancer treatment, which, by the way, is brilliant. I have a patient who has melanoma that spread to her lungs and liver, and she's still alive. That's unheard of 10 years ago.
Right.
But in that, the person walks away and they don't feel that total engagement of their whole organism. We keep talking, and especially in the new age world, mind, body, and spirit, but that is not engaged in today's allopathic medicine. That doesn't, you don't activate the entire human that you're taking care of. You pinpoint something, you drop in a cholesterol medicine, you drop in a blood pressure medicine, a monoclonal antibody. Can I keep you alive longer? Yes. But have I engaged you in being more healthy? Have I engaged you in bringing about all that your organism can rally and rise to? I don't think so.
You know, it reminds me of this, Doc. I want to talk about this really quickly. I have always been and still am an advocate. I'm out there pounding the streets when we're out there for Lyme disease and Lyme disease awareness, especially around recognizing chronic Lyme disease exists. But I was working with a young woman and we did an event in Martha's Vineyard, boy, a bunch of years ago. And this was a teenager, right? And her mom had been battling chronic Lyme disease. I mean, and she was on the forefront. So guess what happens? This young teenager gets an internship in a nanotechnology laboratory. This is a true story. So she gets this internship and she's doing her internship, but she to ask, can I do this other little project over here? And they said, sure, nanotechnology, you got this big lab. So she decides to look at nanotechnology. These are little mini, I call them little mini computers, right? They're really smart. They're little nano, teeny weeny, right? Mm-hmm. And so she decides, I have studied the frequency of the spirochete. You know, whether it's Borrelia or Ehrlichia or whatever it is, I have studied the frequency on a holistic perspective. When I study them on an on-demand machine, I get this frequency. So what does she do? She comes over here on the project and she programs the nanites. I don't know what you call them. But the little nanodes, she programs them. When you are in front of this thing floating around on this little petri dish or whatever they use, right?
Right.
When you, I'm going to program you. So when you see that, you're going to come in and zap it. So brilliant, documented. She gets a scholarship to, I think, MIT or someplace. But see, that to me was a perfect example of somebody that's watched her mom in pain like you do every day. You're watching people really not making any sense, not making any ground. But this is what we're talking about in a healing hour. How do we take a look at a situation? What are the odds of her getting an internship in a nano lab? Okay, somebody else is operating. She gets the intern. And then she's, can I do this little side job? She does literally creates a nano program to zap out one of the deadliest, right? So isn't that an example of how we take the best of technology? I mean, this nanotechnology is a few. We take that and we then integrate it in everything she's learned to keep her mom alive. Boy, what if we would all come together on something like that?
That'd be really good.
But that's what you're talking about. You know, we're talking about this medicine that you use every day to save lives, which is technologically brilliant. And then what we're talking about is looking at what do patients really need.
Right. Let's talk about that more when we come back from a break.
Because that is a bridge that we're seeing happen even as we speak. You know, we're seeing it happen. When we come back, let's talk about how we literally get fired up and move into warp speed. How do we do that? You know, what happens to us when we listen to patients, when we don't listen to patients, when we talk to others? You know, what is it about all of this that can come from the past to the future to gain insight to an amazing healing hour presence? Let's take a short break. Dr. Sharon Martin, we've got lots for you. We'll be right back. And we are taking your calls, too. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit gracegholm.com. That's gracegholm.com.
The Coach Peggy Show. All things wellness with Coach Peggy Wilms. Tune in live every first and third Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you settling? No more. Coach Peggy takes on all things wellness. We go way beyond nutrition and fitness. The Coach Peggy Show is not afraid to be bold, badass, and it's never half in. For more information, visit AllThingsWellness.com.
Hi, this is Brittany Miles from Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All, here to share a tip with you. It's called 5-4-3-2-1. We all need a break. Time to let it go. Here's a great go-to when you need to surrender and get back to the present moment. Acknowledge 5 things you see around you. Acknowledge 4 things you can touch around you. Acknowledge 3 things you hear. Acknowledge 2 things you can smell. Acknowledge 1 thing you can taste. And with that, take a deep breath. Now you're in the present moment. Brittany Miles, Miles to Go, How to Lose to Gain It All. You can find me on the 2nd and 4th Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you one of the many women in the world who've carried the burdens of work and family with the added circumstance of the pandemic? You are not alone. Join Mary Rose Campbell with five other powerful women on Saturday, December 5th, starting at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, for the International Conference on Resilience for Women, as they share what they've learned to create power for themselves under any circumstance. Get your tickets now at ResilientWomen'sConference.com. Are you ready to become an unstoppable force of love in the world? Then don't miss the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase, live every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Rachel shares tools, stories, and meditations to spark the flame of profound wisdom within you. If you want to awaken your superpowers and activate your heart, visit RachelChase.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the Healing Hour with Dr. Sharon Martin. This is about bridging the mystical and scientific. Today, we're talking about how do we improve today's medicine? How do we go from parts of it that are representation of stagnation? How do we go from there to flow? Also, we're taking your calls. This is a live call-in show for whatever ails you. This is really the expertise of Dr. Martin. As we said before, many, many things, but especially one of these things is she is amazing. You know, whether her first loves of, these creatures of earth, the two-legged, the four-legged, but also she is a physician and a shamanic healer. And today we'll be able to help you pinpoint and get a solution for what's hailing, whatever is hurting you so you can heal. Our toll-free number is 1-800-930-2819. We're also taking your questions at Transformation Talk Radio. Just type them in, or Facebook Transformation Talk Radio, which we're also on. And if you want to find out more about Sharon, about her work, about her healing work, just go to drsharonmartin.com. That's drsharonmartin.com. Also, facebook.com, Sharon Martin MD. And Twitter, Sharon Martin MD. Today, we are taking a closer look. We're looking through the lens of what we know has worked. Where were we when we talked about healing, and where are we today? You know, Dr. Martin, it's great to like to be talking to you about this because you've studied, you've seen what's come before, you're right in the middle of it now, and you've got your eye on the future. So take us on a journey between where we were, when we were healing, and people really saw it at that, to where we are today. How do we get from there to here?
All right, so once upon a time, we had village medicine men and women. And they sat and they went into dream time. They knew the rhythms of the earth. They knew the motions of the stars. And they knew the energy of their tribe. They knew herbs. They knew things that we have come to know as energy medicine. Then we moved along to a little bit more modern day, and you had, you can just imagine the peddlers traveling in their wagons across the countryside, and some of them sold tonics that were later found out to be either pure alcohol or who knows what. And as it went along, there was a more and more technologically advanced, and I think we got hungrier and hungrier as Westerners anyway, for the scientific. And as we got hungry for the scientific back in the early 1900s, there was a push to limit the medical schools. That made them more elite, that made them more able to gather the money of research. And so you can question some of the motives behind that. But we stopped looking at what your grandmothers and great-grandmothers knew. That there were poultices and there were herbs and there was just plain good eating to keep your immune system up and being outdoors. And as we shifted away, we lost a lot of that, but we did gain spectacular insight into our biochemistry, our physiology, our pharmacology. unfortunately, where I think people are, and I think many doctors are, if they're willing to admit it, they feel that, for example, it's become a numbers game to push people in order to generate enough money to keep your clinic open. And there's all these rules about your clinic. You have to have handicap access, which we would want to have anyway, but you're forced to do that. You have to have all these regulations. You have to make sure you now have a computerized electronic medical record. I was a solo doc for 20 years, and that's very, very expensive to maintain a practice when you have to purchase an electronic medical record. That's easily a 50 grand proposition. So even though you can see the benefit, we have become more and more technological, more and more regulated. And along the way, the flow is stagnant and broken. Where we used to be a babbling brook and things would move and we could follow the rhythms of things and we could understand the holistic nature, we've become stuck. And patients don't like that. They don't like to feel that they are being looked at as a source of income. And truth is, that's the way we look at them.
Yeah.
They don't like to be told that their medicine, for example, some of the diabetic medicines, if you don't have insurance, they can cost upward of $400 for one prescription a month. And when you're on a fixed income, you can't afford that. Now, unfortunately, we've also gotten out of being personally responsible for our immune system and our health. So now in the United States, there's all kinds of shows, I'm sure, on King Corn and Queen Sugar and Big Oil and Agway, you know, all of those big ag companies. But our diet changed and we no longer had the nutritional sustenance to keep our immune system up. Up goes diabetes, up goes cholesterol, up goes hypertension, et cetera, et cetera. So now you're telling the person who's sitting in front of you, I can give you these expensive medicines or you can go home and change your weight, change your eating. Well, how can you? We don't really have a lot of, at least not in the country. I live rurally. We don't have a lot of vegetables in the grocery store. They've been shipped in from who knows where. But the processed food aisles, you can find anything. That's another discussion. I don't want to go off on that. But patients have been funneled down this chute into a place where they feel helpless. They feel like they're stuck in a place where they're going to come in and be a number, be seen literally for 5 minutes, be handed a prescription for an expensive amount of medicine. And nowhere along there do they feel deep inside, they don't feel any better. Can I say as a doctor, I've made your blood pressure better? Absolutely. Can I make your sugar better? Absolutely. Can I take your cholesterol down to where the level should be? Sure, I can do that. But do you feel any healthier and engaged with life and full of life force? And I would say the majority of people would say no.
Right.
And that's sad.
Right. And we know that. And we know it. And I think sometimes it's hard to really face what's in front of us and what's true for us. And because I think what happens with that is we don't know where to go. Like we don't know, oh, by the way, maybe we want to call Doc Martin. You know, maybe she can help me figure out why I'm not feeling well. Mm-hmm. Maybe I can learn that I need to do something a little bit differently. And you're absolutely right. You know, the corn that my grandparents and their parents were accustomed to growing themselves, or what that was a whole different world, right? Mm-hmm. That was different than where we are now. And now we're so quick to pull from a box without reading the label. You know, I got something off the shelf the other day and I now look at the labels. And so I am stunned by why it's important to put yellow dye number 5 in pickles. Now, I got hooked on that about a year ago when I did a show on it. And I started to, somebody said, just look at the label. And I tried to find yellow, I tried to find pickles without yellow. So what's happened in a year is they, I think they caught on to this. So now there's like one company that puts turmeric in it. And I was talking to a friend of mine about it, and they looked at me and they said, yeah, I didn't buy it. It's got this thing called turmeric in it. And I said, turmeric is like, it's a root thing. It's like a natural food.
It's a real thing.
It's like a natural thing. And they looked at me and they said, oh, so that's okay to buy. So this is a show, and the shows we do, we break this down because we don't assume anybody knows anything, because my healing journey, I didn't know anything about anything. I honestly didn't. I just knew one day on March 31st in 2004, I was healthy as an ox. On April 1st, I wasn't. And I had never experienced anything in my life like that. But what is it about the journey that we take where we can come back from flat to fluid? What are we doing now? How are we seeing it? And we are seeing it. We're going to take a short break. But before we do, tell folks how they can find out more about you, how they can schedule a session with you, because we're moving into one of the more difficult times we've ever experienced. And energetically, people need to free themselves. They need to experience your stone blessings. There are things that we are looking for to give us some relief.
Yeah, that part's true. Please look on my website, drsharonmartin.com. That's drsharonmartin.com. Look it over. And if you're intrigued and you want my help, there's a place you can contact me on that. There's the email address, because I've learned that there's more to medicine and a bigger picture. And we're going to talk about that a little later in the show, but you don't have to be flat and stuck. Time to evolve.
And how do you even make sense of this? Every day you see these companies battling each other. One of them says, we're at a 94.5% effective rate. Today, you get the next one. Pfizer says, wait a minute, we're now at 95. What does that even mean? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment, or call us at 858-684-7575.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'm excited to tell you about the latest technology. It is new to this country and is just amazing. It's out of Germany. The Healy is state-of-the-art technology for improving and changing the body vibration. I have more information about the Healy on my website, maryjanemack.com, or you can call the office at 888-777-4232.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. We are taking you on a journey, and this is really part of the conversation for all of us. You know, if you're feeling a little stagnant in what you know or what you're getting done about yourself, about how to move from that place of, man, I just keep feel like I'm going in circles about what's ailing me here. This is what Dr. Sharon Martin does. She is able to bridge the gap between the science and the metaphysical. You know, as a doctor, she sees it every day. As a shaman, she sees it every day and in past history of where we've been and where we are. And when you take all of that and you put it together, that's what you have when you talk about maximum medicine. You know, today we're taking on, where were we? Where are we going? And why have some folks decided to go back in time and say, let's look back here. Let's look at some things that worked. Why didn't some of these epidemics that we've been through, why didn't they just completely wipe us out as a species? What were people doing? So now we're talking about moving back from flat to fluid. How do we get there, Doc? How do we get to be back in that dynamic, interactive, and what I like to say, integrated stage of healing?
So I kind of want to talk a little bit about, we've talked already a few minutes ago, how we stepped away from being one with nature, understanding the value of our nutrition from growing our food from the plants, being out in air, being in sync and in harmony, and the view of the Native Americans and the indigenous medicine men and women that our healing comes from our energy body. That's a whole nother show, but and you can read about that on my website. You can read about that in the books by Dr. Alberto Violdo. But we literally have an energy field, and that's where our health derives from. And it derives from deficits and I'll say contaminations in our energy field. And that's how the indigenous healers worked. But then we got to modern medicine and we started to pick apart each of our organ, our systems in our organism. We looked specifically at gastroenterology, we look specifically at pulmonology, specifically at rheumatology, specifically. But what we lost was that overarching belief and understanding that there was more at play than our chemistry. People in the old days, and in this case, I think they're a little bit good old days, the ancient healers understood that there was more at play and they saw the flow of things. And I've put some of these on this chart here. They understood the energies of the directions. Many indigenous followed the directions of the compass in their ways that they grounded themselves in specific energies in the world. They found themselves, especially in the Chinese medicine, the energies and Celtic of the elements. So we have the air, fire, water, earth. And they saw these as a balance among processes, not just looking at the heart in one instance, but what was actually the dynamic fluid balance of the energies around you and the energies that made for your chemistry, the energies that made for your destiny. And I've also put another spiral on here, is that you go through a process of healing from being aware to getting help, to acting on it, and then locking it in with affirmation. So putting back into the flow and putting that back in, that we are bigger and there is more at play. I think the key, and that's in other shows that I do, the key is the energy medicine, because that says that our energy field, which we can't see, although some people can see it, some clairvoyants can see auras. There are indigenous healers who can actually see the auras and the light. They can see like a Curlian photograph where they would show your field and you could see a dark spot where your energy wasn't flowing. Dr. Sue Mortar, a very well-known energy worker and chiropractor, that's how she approaches her stuff, is to get the energy going in that particular area. But when you think about it as being bigger than your chemicals, then you start to see it differently and you start to ask the question, well, what else could be wrong? And there are so many times in my day-to-day life, even if I'm just handing out prescriptions for sugar, diabetes medicines, to say, well, what happened? Something happened 3 months ago because everything went out of whack then. Take me back. What happened 3 months ago? And you'll find that there was some kind of emotional trauma or a physical ailment, something that knocked the person off course. And when you get to that, and that sometimes, even in the most simplistic, even if you don't believe in an energy field, that person's experience of that is still informing them today. And I'll give you an example. Yeah. I had a patient who came in and she said to me, I really think I have something wrong with me. Well, she is the absolute picture of health. So I'm like, something's not right here. Something's wrong. I just know something's wrong. Could I have a blood clot? And then I start saying, well, where is this coming from? Because she wanted me to run a certain test, a test that would show inflammation and suggest a blood clot. Well, a month prior, her father got a blood clot and died. So I said to her, I think that this is all, I might not have said all to her, but a lot of this is about your dad. No, I'm sure that I have something wrong. So sure enough, we do the test and it's a little bit off. Well, this particular test, it's called a D-dimer, can be off for a million reasons. You're fighting a cold, you know, who knows why it's off, but it wasn't off the charts. It was, you know, a little off. Well, then all of a sudden she's down the rabbit hole to the hematologist, the immunologist, because what I saw in it was the original fear of her dad dying. Mm. Could I, and they all said to her, well, this is a little bit elevated. We can keep measuring it. So every few months she wants it measured again. Does she have a blood clot? No. Will she get one? Maybe. But that is a bigger wound and a bigger force of what's changing her physiology. But that's sort of where I'm coming from, where you've got to see it bigger. You've got to see it influenced by your emotions, influenced by your your biologic ancestors, influenced by your psyche. So this is where I'm coming from when I want to see the whole picture. I want to see the whole thing. Are you following me, Pat?
This is really part of it, because we have to see the whole thing because we are whole people. Mm-hmm. See, this is, I think, the greatest memory loss we have. And I'm not sure what your experience is, but in the story you just told, when we get to that place where everything else we've tried doesn't work, or we are hit with something, a diagnosis, let's whatever you want to call it, when we hear the words, right, it's a little shocking. Mm-hmm. And if we don't remember that we're whole people, right? If we don't kind of remember the piece parts that you're describing right now, we're not going to remember that back in time when we were looked at as whole, there were possibilities and solutions. And I think that's where we're caught right now. It's mm-hmm. I'm caught at this place where, you know, this prescription, I went through this. I got a prescription. And I go back and I say, okay, so I love that you're giving me this. I know this is going to work. And I said, but I don't get it. Every time I do this exactly the way you tell me, I break out with these like sores in my mouth. And I'm like, dude, that cannot be okay. Right. Mm-hmm. And so you go back and you say, that cannot be okay. And they're like, well, yes, yeah, some people, no, it's still not okay. Some people get it. That's not okay. I've got to have a different solution, right? There's got to be something else. Are you sure this is working the way it works? And then I go out and I have to do my own research. But sometimes we need to have a conversation. And I got to tell you, my heart goes out to you, Sharon. You know, my heart goes out to you on the front lines every day now, but on the front lines. And I wonder how you find that heart and compassion that you have to be able to be there and even talk to your patients the way you just described. I mean, honestly, it is such a gift. And I want to make sure our listeners know that, because that's what you carry forward in your practice and work to help people heal. Whether you're looking at a shamanic possibility or you're looking at a part of the body that calls to you energetically to say, wait a minute, there might be something you're carrying forward. There might be an emotional energy body. And I discovered that about myself. But to be honest with you, if you were around, it wouldn't have taken me 10 years to figure that out. And that's really what we're talking about. You know, there is a solution and possibility that will help us not live a lifetime in pain. And it's not always a prescription your doctor gives you. It doesn't mean that you need that prescription, but that's not the whole picture. When we come back, we're going to be talking. Well, I think we should skip the break, because I think this next part is so important, right? Okay. You know, we're talking about how to put it all together to feel the flow. And sometimes we have to be able to say, I am a whole being. I've got a whole being question for you. You know, I just did this with my doctor, and I just said to my doctor, and you know, this is funny, right? Because I said, you know, I'm really feeling that we need to go in this direction. So this is like one of the top surgeons around here. And I'm like, I just feel this, you know, can I? And I had to go back to him and say, I know you want to do this first, but you know, I'm just feeling this other part first. You know, I'm just feeling we should. He's like, you're just feeling, are you? And I said, yeah. He
says, that was the wrong word.
No, here, it's good. He says, you know what? I'm going to feel into that too.
He actually said that?
Yeah. So we have to be aware enough. And this is where you help people. It's not just about, I'm going to go talk to Dr. Martin and I'm going to heal. I'm going to go talk to Dr. Martin and I'm going to tell her what my journey has been like with whatever I'm carrying, illness, disease, doctor conversations. So I can get a sense of how to stand in my power, right? So let's put this all together now. Let's take a look at this. let's put this all together so that folks know the idea of being dynamic and moving to dynamic, it is a natural state, isn't it?
It is. So let's take a little bit, step out of the direct conversation just for a short minute. You said something very important. That standing in your power, I think that's the other thing that we are physicians and mostly patients want to be brought back to a place where they can recognize, tap into, and make use of their personal power to amplify it. And I believe that that personal power includes, it's not just an emotional or intellectual, it includes the ability to ramp up your immune system and fight disease. And those, that particular, I'm going to show you a diagram of the aspects of a empowered human. There are components of you, of a person being completely engaged in their system, the ability to have perseverance, the ability to communicate well, the ability to have a vision. And there are many other pieces. I don't have the chart up in front of me, but you can see there are many facets of a fully engaged, empowered human. And a lot of what alternative, and I'll say shamanic and energy medicine, well, my medicine, includes helping a person work on those arenas to be fully engaged, to be fully activated, to be fully alive. So now let's bring that back around and let's bring it back to the organism. Because in all of those characteristics, when you are fully, and I'm going to say tapped into and linked up with life force, your immune system's better. Your longevity's better. Your stress, everything about it is better. So Pat, what do you think? We've got a few minutes left. Do you want to like break it down, take an organ system?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Which would you like to do? Want to do the heart?
I'm leaning into the heart right now. And the reason I'm leaning into the heart, because in my experience with my own immune system, the emotional pain started in the heart. I didn't know it.
Okay. So if you just take allopathic medicine, you take the heart. Is it pumping? Is the electricity of the beat correct? Do you have blockages? Are your valves working? Okay, you can go to a valve surgeon. You can go to an electrical repair guy called an electrophysiologist, get a pacemaker. You can go over here to what's called an interventional cardiologist. And none of them is all one thing. They're each separate. Get a heart cath, put in some stents. Will you have better circulation? Yes, you will. Will you stay alive if you fix your clogged up valve or your clogged up arteries or your abnormal heart rhythm? You can put years on your life. Technologically brilliant. Let's add the flow to it. Even as simple as if you have your heart pumping, but your joints don't work, maybe your kidneys don't work very well, you're still discouraged because let's take it, the literal world is your heart's pumping, but the rest of your body is not very active. Literal world perspective. That's in our circle of literal world. That's at the south direction. What about your emotions of it? One of the things I hear over and over is I retired and all I do is go to the doctor.
Right.
You retire and you have these big dreams of freedom and then all of a sudden, all of this stuff you ignored for years comes crashing down on you and you're going to the general doctor, the heart doctor, the lung doctor, and all of a sudden there you are, either you or driving your wife or your friend or whatever. So emotionally, you don't feel very healthy. So again, dynamic flow. What about your vision for the future? How do you feel? Do you feel empowered about your destiny? No, you feel under the trap of medicalization, and that doesn't feel good. Under the trap of you're retired and you're on fixed income, and now you have expenses of all these prescriptions. How are you going to manage that? And for how long? And you wanted to take a really big trip. You wanted to go to the beach. You wanted to go a cruise to Alaska. You wanted to go hunt elk in Wyoming. You can't afford it because now your diabetes medicine is $400 and your heart medicine's $300. Pretty soon you're $1,000 a month just in prescriptions. Nobody can do that. Nobody wants to do that. So let's take it even further. Let's look at the energetics of that. How did you get to the place in that matrix of characteristics where you didn't have vision? You never communicated what you really wanted. So you feel stuck. And energetically, in energy medicine, you'll learn this from Carolyn Mace, from Alberto Violdo, from Donna Eden, Judith Anodea. When you are stuck, your body doesn't flow. Your circulation doesn't flow. Your nerves don't flow. So all of a sudden, you've got literally a contracted, impacted, stuck. And to get out of that, can I give you a prescription to keep your blood pressure? Absolutely. Can I get you a new valve? Sure. Have I healed you? Have I cured your valve blockage? Yes. Have I cured your heart blockage? Yes. But have I healed you? Have you felt any more engaged or enlivened? And I would say that's where we're stuck in medicine right now. That's where we went flat.
Yeah.
And I think that is why the new age alternative herbal supplement business is billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Because, and it's not as crass as this. There's more, obviously there's a lot beneficial there. But never do they say, you're broken, so I'm going to give you something that might fix you a little. Every single supplement that's sold is saying how much more you're going to be. They start you at good and take you to more. They don't start you at defective and try to bring you up to normal. That's a major energetic, emotional hit when you're told you're broken. Every minute you're told you're not good enough, your body's failing you. Bad, 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 bad. And that's where I think we are stuck in today's modern medicine, and where I am really working hard to step out of that paradigm.
But you know what's so powerful about this is that you live in the paradigm and you're changing it on the inside and the out. And then you're making that vast amount of knowledge you have and your personal journey with it, right? To know how to look at something as the whole. See, that's it.
Well, I had to change how I looked or I'd go under.
You're no kidding, right? Me too.
Spiritually, yeah. I had to change it. But,
God,
you
Martin,
know, it's a hard job.
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Especially against the system puts you in a cage of rules of how much you have to work for volume in order to make enough money. And you have to do all of this compliance. And unfortunately, people don't have the money to pay you separately. So you can't exactly leave the insurance business.
Thank you for listening to Maximum Medicine Radio, The Healing Hour, with me, Dr. Sharon Martin, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We're going to be together the third Wednesday of each month at 11 a.m. Pacific for candid, honest conversations to help you change the way you think about healing, about yourself, about your life. Did you hear your answer on the show? Well, I will be with you next month, ready for all your questions, from energy medicine to traditional healing and beyond. Healing is flow, movement, and destination. But are you stuck? What is your true destiny line? Listen in, call in to let the world know. Together, we'll choose what brings you into healing and let you call in all the power of the universe to act on your behalf. Reclaim your path. To learn more about me, Doc Martin, and Maximum Medicine, The Healing Hour, visit www.drsharonmartin.com. See you all next time.